tempo, you can take it slow. Do something wild, do something bold. Pick your tempo, you can take it slow.
Currently listening to Tomos with Go, the rework. Mid before this with Let You Speak, the Occupan remix. Also a third attempt with Make It Double, the Keyson remix. Rocket Dubs in there with The Grass Ain't Always Greener. And Kolpak and Feed with 5PFE21 from 1.02 pre-15 by Kolpak. I'm DJ Firefly. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org. Feel free to check out my website, djfirefly.com.
Pick your tempo, you can take it slow.
Good evening and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me here on WRCT Pittsburgh. You were just listening to new music by Japanese Breakfast. That song's called Be Sweet. Really nice and I guess appropriate for this show. We've got some cool stuff tonight. We're going to be doing some kind of old school rock and roll type stuff early and then get into a little bit more alt country Americana type of stuff. So, but first, let's take care of a little business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, let's get back into it. Next up, The Hold Steady off of their Boys and Girls in America album. This song is called Massive Nights.
Sun. We all kind of fumble through the jitterbug. We were all powered up on some new upper drug. Everyone was funny and everyone was pretty and everyone was coming towards the center of the city. The dance floor was crowded, the bathrooms were worse. We kissed in your car and we drank from your purse.
I had my mouth on her nose when the chaperone said that we were dancing too close.
We had some massive nights. Every song was right. All that wine was tight. And your friends are pretty cool. And my friends are acting cool. And there weren't any fights. There's usually one or two. Some guys, they get a little bit uptight. Some girls that got something to prove. We had some massive highs. We had some crushing lows. We had some lusty little crushes. We had those all-ages hardcore matinee shows.
And I was down on my knees when the chaperone said that it was time for me to leave.
We had some massive nights. Every song was right.
Chaperone said that we would crown the king and the queen. open eyes, it's goodbye and I die. Well, see you.
for somebody. You said you don't need money or material things. Somebody.
That was Danny Wilkerson with Enough for Somebody. Before that, Buzzcocks live version of Why Can't I Touch It? The Connection, Crawling from the Wreckage of a Saturday Night. Kurt Baker with Wandering Eyes. Cracker off their debut, I See the Light. And we started that whole thing off with The Hold Steady and Massive Nights.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right. Up next, we have new music from Rick Rath Project 313. This is a song called LA Is Mine.
Afraid to ask you for this dance. up. All right, Dizzy, I'm so good, don't you know? Bring me when it's time to go.
J.D. McPherson there with You Must Have Met Little Caroline. Before that, Watts with 17. We started that little set off with Rick Rath Project 313 and L.A. Is Mine. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, and hopping back into it, we got our Americana alt-country block here, if you will. And we're going to start it off with Romantica and Love in the Winter.
curiosities in a kind of freeze where wonder's almost dead. Careless creeps pull you to the pit. Sanctity is sold, dignity for gold, it's all gone to shit. Channel a meanness in the soul, a fever born on wind, born again, contagion taking hold. I saw my girl running across the field, as lost as anyone. She tried to be a son, I tried to be a shield.
one. Answers don't come in any one direction. Not a care in the world, no better way to go. It's fine here, watching it go down. Half the trouble's in the asking. I know you're not the kind to wait around. Taking chances, no intent to make it killing. Too much living, there's no way to die. Living, there's no way to die. See the ground sinking round. Tomorrow's the card to play. Same old words heard in storms. Repeated doom, too many rules. They will bleed you dry. Half the trouble. Much living, there's no way to die. Just keep on searching for just one single reason. Half the trouble's in the asking. I know you're not the kind to wait around. Taking chances, no intent to make a killing. Too much living.
That was Sunvolt with Loose String. Before that, Jamestown Revival with Love is a Burden, Okerva River with In a Light, and Romantica, Love in the Winter. That's going to just about do it for me here tonight, here on Breakfast for Dinner. This has been DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. You can join me again next weekend, same time, 10 to 11 p.m. here in WRCT Pittsburgh. We also have an encore presentation now, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. If you missed anything or just want to hear it again. Anyway, thanks for joining. I'm going to leave you tonight with Golden Smog and looking forward to seeing you.
On my time, in a station off the coastline, come in view. Looking forward to seeing you in that one room down the hallway, with two doorways and a window without a view.
Broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Darius Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Darius back then. And of course, things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Darius Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
It's one thing to say I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum. And I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would
say. You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television, but because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening, completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe, should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, right, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs. I've had jobs all my life. And it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about, or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of, when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label. Yeah. Some people did. because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of time has had multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think if you look 40, 50, 60 years ago, hustle had a very negative connotation. It often was equated with the person who, you know, was just trying to jack somebody out of some money right. or out of a service, right?
Right.
Or eluding something. And it certainly had a negative connotation. Then there's the hustle, the dance. And so people mm-hmm. kind of see the jolly part in that. And then, of course, there's a hustle that you know, parents, when their kids are out on the baseball field or basketball, hustle, get down the court, you know, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've seen, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years, particularly with the explosion of people doing